61-year-old Arvin Pierce has been preventing calls to the exterminator for 7 years. Each colony removal is a discovery.
You know, you'll get these open and it's kind of like a present. You know, you open up every time, it's different. You don't know what's inside. It's a little surprise.
We are standing in the dark, cave-like basement of a cabin at a hunting club outside of Chandlerville. The owner, severely allergic to bees, called Pierce to remove the buzzing colony under his floor. Pierce hands me a veil. He's not wearing one. On his head is a red light, which shines down on his long beard and a wide grin. He's short in stature, and his brown-gray hair is tied back in a ponytail. He's not wearing gloves. Instead, he's taped his shirt to his wrists. He climbs a metal scaffolding and begins prying open the ceiling.
I started doing these cutouts and taking survivor bees out of trees and houses and barns, and my bees are doing really well as far as surviving. It's certainly not anything I'm doing. I don't have any special secret or talent.
Pierce says colonies like these are especially valuable. He says natural selection makes these bees thriving in the wild stronger than those treated with chemicals to ward off pests and infection.
I don't like chemicals. I grew up on a little black dirt farm. And there's just a principle that I have that the less chemicals used, the better off you are.
Pierce lives in the rural community of Louder in South Sangamon County, but he has 58 hives scattered across central Illinois in backyards, orchards, even the rooftop of a restaurant in downtown Springfield. While beekeepers around the nation report losses of bees around 30%, Pierce has a loss rate closer to 3%. Another central Illinois beekeeper who, like Pierce, collects swarms of wild bees hasn't been that lucky.
As a beekeeper, bees are like a member of your family. And when you go out there and find them dead, it's very disheartening.
In May, Rick Nuss of Rantoul filed a complaint with the EPA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture, claiming a farmer planting pesticide-treated corn in a field next to his apiary triggered a massive die-off.
I went out after he got done planting and looked, and there was piles of dead bees out in front of my hives. The next morning when I went out and looked, it was like a carpet of bees. There were just hundreds of them.
Nuss says he'll be lucky if he can produce a tenth of the honey he did last year. He says his local beekeeping association told him about the suspected danger of pesticides used on corn known as neonicotinoids.
It's one of the worst chemicals that I've ever seen for killing things. I mean, it's instant.
So how dangerous are neonicotinoids? Records obtained from state regulators indicate Nuss and one other beekeeper in Illinois have been the only to complain about them in the past 4 years. That's in a state with 2,000 registered apiaries.
Screaming about it to the media and reporting to the EPA, who can actually do something about it, are two very, very different things.
Randy Oliver is a California biologist and contributor to the American Bee Journal. He says instead of grabbing headlines, beekeepers concerned about pesticide misuse should follow Rick Nuss's example and get in touch with regulators.
A problem doesn't exist unless it's reported. And if it's not reported onto paper somewhere, the problem doesn't exist as far as the regulatory system is involved. So beekeepers have nothing but themselves to blame about this.
Rick Nuss of Rantoul defends Illinois beekeepers, saying they simply haven't had enough information.
They're not reporting because they don't know what's going on. Now that we're aware of it in our association, next year when it happens, they're going to get all kinds of reports.
While the national and international debate over honeybee health continues, Arvin Pierce presses on with his colony removals. He started preventing calls to the exterminator for a very personal reason.
I really like them, and I really don't like the idea of them being killed. They are really beneficial, they're really helpful to all of us, and I think I like the challenge of it, too.
Pierce says just because his bees are thriving while others around the country are dying doesn't mean he has any answers. If anything, he only has more questions. But Pierce says the unknown and the unexpected are just part of the job.
If you like flying by the seat of your pants, you'll make a good beekeeper, because you never know what you're going to find when you open a hive.
For the WUIS Harvest Desk, I'm Peter Gray.